Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Don't look at me like that.
Put moron number two on the phone.
When you're looking at me like that.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Of course you feel good. The sun's shining. Melbourne's looking a treat. And we're stuck inside with just a lazy 57. We're going beautifully.
Well, Jim, happy 200th. 200 days, Melbourne have been in lockdown today.
We're third in the world rankings.
Third.
I think there's only two cities above us that have had more lockdown days than us.
Do you know who?
Well, New York, I think, was maybe one of them. Anyway, don't know. But we're third.
Wow.
So there, we can hang our hat on that fact.
Yes, yes.
Hey, good show coming up. Tom Rockliffe. Oh. It's good because he comes on and you, to his face, apologise. Which I like, because you didn't do a very good job of it the other day, so you didn't do that today. It's going to be good you didn't. And then the hump day quiz, and it's a bit of a themed one, which I like, of course, because this time of year we farewell a lot of superstars out of the game, of course, retiring.
Yeah.
And then an idiot file.
Oh, nice,
try
Jim.
And find a better show than that. I dare you. Anyway, hello to you, Fat.
Hump day quiz when it's not hump day.
Doesn't matter.
That's Jules.
No one knows what day it is.
Well, it's Wednesday's hump day.
Yeah, and
today's Thursday.
But Bill, the way we're all rolling, no one knows what the day is, what the time is.
Just get up.
We just get on with it.
Stay in your pajamas.
Do whatever you like.
Put on your Uggies.
That's it.
Go into the kitchen table and turn on the computer.
Last year, people likened it to being in Vegas.
Oh.
Where you got no idea of what day it is, what time of the day it is, and you drink whenever you want.
Yeah. That's it. That's
Bill,
like that.
He may as well own up to the fact that that's where we're at. Hello to you, by the way.
Speaking of drunks, g'day, Rebs.
Closest to that was 10,177 back in 1993.
So, absolutely butchered that. Please, I see Daisy a lot on social being highlighted with all the good things he does for Triple M. Please cut that 15 seconds up. And if anyone can make any sense of what he just said, I will stand nude in the boardroom at Triple M.
Oh, no. We don't want that.
We don't want that.
But Brian, can't he smell when someone stuffs up?
Stuffed up.
Oh, doesn't he love that?
Poor old Daisy, because he'd done the game before. He had to do two games in a row.
He reckons he sat in a chair for 8 hours.
He did. So by the end of it, he wouldn't have known what he was saying.
And I think he was trying to outstat who? Joey or someone?
Ethan.
Ethan, trying to outstat him.
Mm. Well, and he would never have outstatted Ethan.
Well, you probably could, to be honest. Jim, Ross Lyon. Now, what is Ross Lyon doing?
Because I don't know.
Last night on Footy Classified, he said he's not interested in coaching Collingwood, but he would consider Carlton, if you don't mind.
If Alistair says no, would you would take the call?
Certainly take the call and consider it. And I am aware there's a lot of Carlton, not a lot, there's enough Carlton people, famous Carlton people, that are advocating in a sense because they've worked with me or know me personally and understand their club and is that those sort of connections. So I do know that's occurring as well.
Interesting, isn't it, Jim? Mm. Because he also said that it's a red hot field. I haven't got tickets on myself, but Alistair Clarkson is number one.
Well, the clear takeout is that he is now gearing himself up to coach again. So we've always thought he would at some stage, Ross.
But lucky he ran into Lee Matthews.
I know.
He didn't run into
him up.
Oh, mate. But poor old David Teague, who's still actually the coach.
I know. One more game.
Got one more year contract.
Yep.
And I tell you what, the silence has been deafening by the Carlton Footy Club and the Carlton board.
I know.
Do they just come out and say, mate, it's done? Or
what I didn't understand with the Blues this year is why they made the review so public, but then kept the findings so private.
Exactly.
Why didn't you keep the review private?
So do they call him and go through the...
Oh, I'm sure they do. But why did you have to make it known to everyone you were doing it
and then
tell everyone who the people were that were involved in it? Why didn't you just keep it all in-house? Most clubs, in fact, all the good clubs review permanently.
Yeah, they do.
At least once, often twice a year. So why didn't they just do that quietly, get the findings quietly, and then, you know, go forward quiet? I don't understand why they had to make it so public.
No, you're right. Spot on. More retirees, Jim, and there's some good retirees this year.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Bashir Hooley has announced his retirement. What a player he's been.
Yes.
All-Australian, three flags there at Richmond.
Yep.
And he spoke to the boys, and he started off with a bit of humour.
Signed a 3-year deal, boys. Thank you for accepting me for who I am. Not going out with you boys for drinks was challenging at times, I must admit. I thought, how can I fit in? How can I possibly fit in if I can't engage with my teammates and have a drink? But I proved, and you boys allowed me to prove, that there is many ways to integrate and to be part of this great organisation. Well, it's time to go fishing. Tiger for life. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well done.
Well done. Yeah. Been a wonderful player.
Has he? What? Mm. Loves another one that loves these fishing.
Yeah.
The other boys love their fishing, don't they, Jim? They do. Oh, it's cold. No, no good for
Not
me.
For me either.
No. If you want fish, Jim, you go to the fish and chip shop.
Thank you, Bill.
Packington Street there. Beautiful spot.
Packington Street. Yeah, because we're all going to drive down there.
Well, it's worth it. Yeah. Actually, it's not Packington. It's the other street. Anyway, Sean Burgoyne has confirmed that he will retire, of course, Jim. It was a bit of, I think, people weren't sure, but he's going to retire. Yep.
Again, incredible career.
407 games. 407 Nuts. Games that will be at the end of this weekend.
Premierships at two clubs.
Yep, exactly. And Michael Tuck has a record for 39 finals. He will play 35, yep. Finish on 35. And David McKay has also had a good career over there at Adelaide.
Has.
248th game this weekend.
And last.
And last.
Yep.
Yep.
No, all in different ways, fine careers with lots to be proud of. I love the respect that we allow these players to pass on with, especially, you know, Burgoyne. Well, I mean, what a phenomenon he was.
And what a shame.
Back in the day, before we go, back in the day when he was at the feet of Port Adelaide, what's his big boy who's now coaching, what's his?
Brendan Lade?
Brendan Lade. Oh, when he worked at the feet of Brendan Lade,
yes.
That was as good a 1-2 punch as there was in footy. The amount of times he just used to wheel out of the middle, you thought, geez, that is quality. He's quality, Sean Burgoyne.
I remember swearing at him one day, Jim, when they cut Geelong up in a final.
Yeah, that's it.
And like Nick Davis.
Davis. Yeah, but Bill, Nick Davis was about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
The silk was throughout the whole game.
And multiple games.
Put you to the sword. Yeah. Oh. He was a star.
Well done. Matt, it's a shame, and we probably won't see this, but you'd love to see a lap grand final day.
You would.
Eddie Betts and Burgoyne and all these superstars.
No, of course you would. We're able to be sent off that way because the chief, loved it.
He didn't go.
Didn't
turn up.
I wanted him to be there for the grand final
parade.
Why
wouldn't he go?
He just didn't.
You refused. His thongs.
Well, I think what happened
and
was.
And his pizza.
I think what happened was between the time he retired and the time of the grand final, he trained off that the ute was like a 45 degree. I reckon he got in there.
The Toyota.
And the Toyota, the front wheels weren't getting any traction.
Hilux.
And he thought, this is not the look for me. So he pulled out. That's what I reckon happened.
Ground manager said, we can't have him on the ground.
We don't want big bloody furrows all the way around the Triple MCG. I think that's what happened.
I don't know, Jim.
Bill, I'm pretty confident that's what happened with the chief.
We amuse ourselves. Melbourne Storm take on the Gold Coast Titans tonight.
Rugby league.
And the Storm are going for their 18th win in a row.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. And the world record is 19 wins.
World record.
Well, it is.
For an Australian comp.
Yep. Set by the Roosters in 1975.
Well, they'll get over Gold Coast.
Oh, that's 46 years ago. Well, they're all right, the Gold Coast. Mm. They're in the eight.
Yeah.
The Titans, they're going okay. Right. Guess who's rested? The
Who?
Cheese.
Hectic.
Hectic's rested.
What, they don't need him?
No, I don't know.
The Cheese.
He's reading his phone.
Come on.
What are you reading, Cheese?
Come on, Cheese.
On my phone.
What are you talking about, Cheese?
And Cricket Australia have come out and backed Justin Langer, Jim.
So they bloody should.
He's our man. He'll be coaching in the World Cup next year. So that is good. From Cricket Australia.
Oh, seriously. Some of the bullschlacking that's been written about all of this.
Yeah.
Some people need to have a long, hard look at themselves.
I'll tell you what, a better-looking squad, too, that's going over.
Josh Inglis I like.
Yeah.
He can seriously play, that young man. It's a good inclusion.
Is he in?
Yep.
Where?
Well, you're questioning me, are you?
I am questioning you, Jim. In the World Cup squad, he's not in it, Jim.
He is in it, and it's very,
Finch,
very
Agar,
good
Finch, Agar, Cummins, Hazelwood.
There.
Josh Inglis, there he is. He's in. Do you see who the travelling reserve is, Jim?
He's not in it, he reckons.
Yeah. Honestly. It's easy to miss.
Oh, yeah.
See his travelling reserves? No. Dan Christian. He's got in it.
Oh, Bill, he is a star.
Yeah.
He's about as old as you, but he's a star. All right, is that the end of your rap?
Ah, yes.
Because The Rock is coming.
Oh, The Rock.
Tommy Rockcliffe, our man. And Bill is going to apologise live on air to him.
It's The Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill.
Yes, Jim. Oh, now, I got something to tell you, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. We all handled.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. We're joined by one of our all-time favourites and future host of Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and The Rock, Tom Rockliffe.
After 208 games across 13 seasons, our next guest has decided it's time to hang up the boots.
Every pig has his day. I start as a fat kid from Benalla. Short, stumpy legs, long torso. No muscles, no speed, no athletic ability at all. And I'll finish that way as a 31-year-old.
He leaves the game with two best and fairest, an All-Australian jacket,
and more tackles in two finals than Billy had in 17.
Please welcome Tom Rockliffe.
Here he is, The Rock.
Yes, my favourite, Jim. My favourite man.
Welcome to you, Rock.
Thanks for having me, JB, Bill.
I don't know whether you heard this the other day because you're in Adelaide and we're stuck over here in Melbourne, but I tried to ring you and say, Rock, we want to talk to you because you've had a great career and you're a good friend of ours. And you, of course, said to me, I'm not coming on until Bill apologises. I don't know whether you heard this on the Rush Hour, Rock, but this is how it went. You need to apologise on air to The Rock. I beg your pardon? Can you believe that?
My 4-year-old son apologises better than what Bill does.
So, Bill, now he's on live. Yes. After a wonderful career and a good friend of ours, you can apologise now straight to him.
Have I offended you, Tom?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. There we go. Good to be back now, Tommy. Let's get the chat over and done with.
Oh, mate, how was it?
Because it's one of the hardest things to do is to get up in front of your mates and your teammates and the footy club and announce that you're retiring. How'd you go and did you cry?
Yes, thanks, Bill, for that. You finished my career 2 months before I had the opportunity to tell my teammates it was all over. So I do thank you for that. It was emotional. I was telling the playing group, but it was the right decision at the end of the day, and my health's got to come first and family. So this is the interview that I've been looking forward to since I finished my career, though. I'm absolutely pumped to do this interview with my two favourite people on Melbourne radio, JB and Rabs.
Oh! He's some gold. He's just got some gold. I'm going to tick everyone. There's some gold, righto. Hey, how serious was it, Thomas? Because the blood clots, and that's why you really finished up. It's not because you are a bit chubby and couldn't get a kick, but the blood clots. How serious were they?
Yeah, they were a little bit serious. It got to a point where they were on my lungs and I sort of had to get straight to hospital. Geez. And it can spiral out of control pretty quick. So I'm sure you've heard of people with blood clots falling over of late because of the vaccines and so on, but they can be common in younger people, and we're probably the ones that fall over from them more so than the older people, because they go and get their checkups, where when you're a bit younger, you don't go and get your checkups. And I was just lucky. I went into the footy club. My beautiful wife, Shana, as you two keep reminding me that she's
too good,
she's done very well for herself. Mm. But
I'd watch her now since you've retired out of the footy scene, Jim. Well,
what are you saying?
Well, she'd be having a look at Zach Butters or...
What the hell?
Connor Rosay, Jim.
What's wrong with you, Bill?
Something's wrong with him. Actually, you're expecting another beautiful arrival, aren't you, Rock?
Yeah, only 7 weeks away, so another boy, so that's going to be very exciting. Really looking forward to that, another boy, so can't wait for that, and just really excited for what the next chapter holds, I suppose.
What is that holding, by the way? Where are you, beside of coming over and taking over from Bill, who's just about finished, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, well, I might venture down the media path if something opens up there, or stay involved in footy and coaching, so I haven't made a decision on that yet. It's just sort of retire and see what opens up. And I mean, if I got the opportunity to work with an A-grade talent like you, JB, in Melbourne, and you've got that A-grade flog Brownless next year,
I'll probably open
something up.
You wouldn't go back to the country, back to Benalla, and buy a little farm?
No, I've forgotten where I come from, much like you have, Bill. You haven't been back for 13 or 14 years, but that doesn't interest me. I wasn't much of a farmer when I was a young bloke, so I don't think they'd be any good now.
What about the candles I see on your Insta? What's all that about?
Well, Shana's decided to start a candle business in her third trimester, which is the timing's not ideal, but she wants something to occupy her and keep her busy.
Third trimester?
through the yeah, you know what that is?
Something math?
Billy, you had four children.
Yes.
You don't know what a trimester is.
I never went through a trimester, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Is that the third stage of labour?
Yes. Right.
Not labour. Pregnancy, you idiot.
Well, same thing, Jim. They get pregnant, then they have labour.
Bill, I heard your joke the other day about the parrot, and it hurts me a little bit that Rabs doesn't have a freezer there that he could put you in.
I think you hear these jokes and you pinch them. You used that somewhere, didn't you?
Now, I went back and looked at the Brownlow medal because I finished fifth in 2013.
Okay. You what?
Finished fifth, polled 19 votes in 8 games. Should have probably won it. Played forward for the first half of the year. I went back and you told me you finished top 5. You finished 11th in the 1990 Brownlow.
11th.
No, I did not,
11th.
Tom.
11th. I went back and you polled 11 or 12 votes.
And the winner won with 17 or 18.
Yeah, and you were 11th. You weren't even in the top 10. So take that off your CV sheet, and don't say that you're good at special comments by finishing me up, because you got the flick from the Saturday call because your comments were that bad.
No. Some young blokes come in and we just give them a go to see how they go. But let me tell you, Daisy and them, they won't be around too much longer.
Bill, they gave you the opportunity to do special comments and they throw it in and you just burp. Not on me.
That's exactly what happened, actually.
I'm going better than Bluey.
Oh! I'd hope so. Anyone could do that.
Hey, Rock, tell me this. I know when people retire after amazing careers, we do the Dorothy Dix questions a bit, but played with some wonderful players at Brisbane and Port Adelaide. The best player you played with and the best player you played against?
Oh, gee whiz, that's a tough question. I played with some absolute champions up in Brisbane. Simon Black was incredible. He doesn't get the respect he deserves across the competition. I think he was top 3 in the Brownlow 3 times and won it. He was an out-and-out star. And Robbie Gray down here, he has the ability to change a game in the space of 20 minutes. So it'd be a flip of the coin for those two. And there's been so many good teams across players that I've played with across the years. But those two probably stand out. And then the best opposition player, I think, would have to be head-to-head matchup. I always found Joe Watson really hard to play against. When he was at his prime, he was just a worker that got from contest to contest and a really tough matchup, really strong inside.
That's good.
Best mark? Best goal?
Best mark would have to be Brownie. I played with Brownie. So Jono, he took some incredible. Yes. He's a bit like you where
at
Noosa Surf. Noosa Surf Club, where they had to kick you out because you're annoying the locals and they just want to have a punt. he does that to the locals as well. But he was that. And best goals, would have to be Rob again. He's a little crafty forward.
And the coach, you love Kenny, because I see even Kenny said, Tom is an outstanding person to have around the group, as much as sometimes he annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's probably right, Bill. You've got to keep everyone on their toes these days, and you don't let the senior coach get away with too much either. So I had to make sure that I kept him on his toes over my time. But, he's a really good coach, and his ability to understand you as an individual and person is really important and a real strength that he has.
Are you worried you might blow out a bit? Because when you retire, you're not training and you'll be able to eat what you can, and you with your body shape... Not great, Tom. So are you worried about that? Because I can give you a couple of tips. You've certainly got to get off the frothies. No frothies.
You can give me some tips on how to stay in shape.
Yes.
You're kidding yourself, Bill.
No. Limit it to the weekend. Maybe 2 or 3 days a week you have a drink, and I'd look at light and easy for you.
I am a bit concerned, Bill. I think, what have I been retired now? 3 or 4 weeks. I reckon I've put on 6 or 7, so... It's not going to take too long. I'll be in a race to 100 very quickly, I think. But Bill, I know that you have no idea about the independence of the Auditor General, but surely it's time you can sort these lockdowns and borders and vaccines out. You or Sam Newman should probably run for Premier down there. He's a fair bit smarter than you, but you're just a fraction younger than him. So surely one of you two can sort it out.
Sam can do it because. I don't know what you do. People, they've got to get vaccinated. Have you been vaccinated? Are you an anti-vaxxer or a vaxxer?
No, the window's just open for us, so I've had to look into it because I'm on the Scott blood and the blood thinners. So I have to be a little bit careful, but I should be okay to get the Pfizer, I think, Bill.
Hey, Rock, Bill went to the jungle lost 15 kilos,
yep,
and arrived back in Melbourne and had put them on by the time he got to Geelong.
Off the plane.
No, that's a fact. By the time he got to his house in Geelong, he'd put the 15 straight back on.
And he's trying to give me tips on how to stay in shape.
Yep.
Well, I'm worried about you.
Well, you're not. you're not worried at all.
Oh, yeah.
So, Bill, we need to say goodbye to Rock because he's got better things to do. So now you can properly say, look, Rock, I said some things I shouldn't have said about you, and I now want to formally apologise to you for them.
Okay, Tom, thanks for doing the interview. You're one of our favourites. We do love you here, and I'm sorry for calling you a little fat bastard, which you are.
Bill, that's fine. You're probably on the money, and you've been very generous to me, you guys, over the years. So thanks for having me on. I'm about to go play a quick 18 holes at Grange and suck a few frosts back for you, Bill.
That's a stab in the heart.
That is a stab. We're sitting here in a studio and then got to go home and huddle.
Well, that's not my fault you chose to stay in Victoria post-footy.
Well done, Rock. You're a champ, mate. Great chatting to you. Good luck with everything coming up.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having me.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Hump Day quiz up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill was unbelievably discreet too.
Oh, no doubt.
He's just gone, Jim! Look!
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw and the 11th polling voter in the 1990 Brownlow Medal, Anthony William Brownless.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz on Thursday. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
So, Bill,
yes,
we've got two amazing contestants. There's a theme to today's quiz, which is what?
Retirees.
Righto.
For those who have retired.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, yeah. And Stewie's there from Rivervale.
Rivervale? Where is that, Stuart?
Belmont, boys.
Where's
not too far from near Cockburn.
He's over in Perth.
Are you in Perth?
That's yes, in Perth.
Oh, right. I'm thinking
Belmont, of course.
Belmont in Perth, I get.
A great
I'm
track.
Thinking there's one here in bloody Victoria.
Who do you,
well, good to have you on board. Who do you support?
No, that's good. I'm a Crows man.
Crows man in Perth.
Yeah, I'm back from Adelaide. I used to listen to Amanda and James, SAFM, way back in the day, mate.
Wow. That's aging yourself just that one sentence.
Just a little bit.
All right, beautiful. That's
who
nice.
Who do you always back, Stewie, at Belmont?
Oh, God. I'm a bit of a frothies man rather than the races man.
Oh, mate. It's William Pike. W. Pike.
You don't have to be into the punting because you live near Belmont.
Back Pike and drink what you like.
All right.
Righto. And why are you on the Hump Day quiz, by the way, there, Stuart?
Oh, it's my. I think it's my Nathan Brown impression.
Righto.
Empty to the end of the art.
That was Nathan.
Actually, my Bluey's pretty good as well. Actually, I've got nothing for you.
Oh, and Alistair's right there, Jimmy boy.
Where's Alistair from?
He's from Bort.
What? Where's that?
Oh, back.
Bort.
Yeah. It's a back.
Yes, Bort.
It's on the way to Swan Hill from Geelong, out the back way there. I tell you what, I had a mate that lived in Bort or Durham Ox, which is just down the road. Do you know Andrew Byrne, Burnsy?
Andrew Byrne, yes, Banneker.
Banneker Byrne.
Banneker before on the wireless, Bill.
On the wireless, were you? On the CB?
Yeah.
What are you going, rubber ducky? What are you going to?
I up to the Saturday quiz and he said he was from Bort. He's actually from Bendigo. And you said, oh, you must know me, mate. And he had no idea. So Banneker, but we all know about Banneker and Bort.
Yeah, we do.
So, Alistair, I've never been to Bort because I'm not obviously a Victorian by birth. So what I've done is I've looked it up on Google Maps and around Bort are 10 places I've never heard of. Yando, Mindy, Katanai.
I'm a resident of Yando, you may say. I'm the president of the Bort Yando Cricket Club. So if you want to come up for a hit, Jim.
Cricket Club. Beautiful.
We've got a kit here with your name on it.
What do you do? Do you sit the seam up or are you a batter? What are you?
I'm a classy all-rounder, I think you might say.
Classy all-rounder.
What's the, you got matting?
Gladfield?
Or you got turf or you got Malfoyd?
We're up on the matting at the moment.
Matting.
The cricket club's only been going for probably 6 years. This season will be our 6 year back after being in hiatus. But apparently people in the league say our pitch is the best pitch if we get it going. So
nice.
Anyone's out there who wants to help us get us back down to the main oval.
Righto.
Shut up.
I like it. All right.
Is Stu there?
Yes, still there.
Oh, good. Now, I thought you might have turned off there, Alice. But anyway, boys, here we go. Stu, you go with Stu. Actually, you go with Coburn.
Scott to me.
Yeah. And Alistair, you go with Bort, 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 Bort.
Cheers.
All right.
Thanks, Bins.
Bins. Let's go, Bins.
Righto, all about retirees, this little quiz here. Number one's an audio question. Who kicked this goal?
To run onto it. They need something special. Can Eddie deliver? Have a look at that for the first goal.
Oh, Alistair.
I'm going to say it's Eddie Betts.
It had Eddie in the...
Eddie Betts actually had him in the call.
Do you know that was his first goal of his career, Jim?
Did not know that.
And mate, it was a beauty.
All right, so well done. One zip.
Burp, burp. Well done. Number two, who is the three-time premiership winning Tiger from Tattyoon?
Hello? Oh, Cock.
Oh, yes, Cock. Stu.
Cock.
Oh, McKenzie's it?
No.
Burp, burp, burp.
Well, oh, hello, Alistair.
Dave Asprey.
Dave
yes.
Asprey.
He said right. It right too.
Who was it, Bill?
Dave Asprey.
Asprey. Ashby.
So that's 2-0,
Jim. All right, so we'll just, this is where the voting, the counting gets interesting. Yep. Third question.
Zach Smith played for the Gold Coast Suns, and what other AFL?
Yes, Stewie.
Stewie.
Oh, I've got nothing for you.
Where did
oh,
I play? Bloody. Where did I play?
Where did Fat play his footy?
Oh, for Assumption.
We can't, mate. I can't drag Stewie any further down the road. Stewie.
Geelong.
Geelong. Oh, there we are. Oh, she's a ring-a-ding-ding.
What's the score, Jim?
1-2.
Number four. Another audio question there. Who is this boy?
Well, it's time to go fishing.
Stewie.
Basha Hooley.
Oh, now she's a ring-a-ding-ding.
Two-all.
Yeah, we're two-all.
Righto. You ready, boys? This is it. We didn't actually mention the prizes.
Well, the prizes are nuts, by the way. Either a $50 grilled voucher, just over the road here, superb, or the Mercedes-Benz Berrick Golf Pack, Fat.
Oh, Jim.
The towel, the cap, the balls, drink bottle, wireless phone charger from the best dealership now, the Mercedes have.
I'm not sure, Jim, but I don't know if there's a grilled in Bort, and I don't think there's a Mercedes-Benz in Bort.
Well, Bill, just get the question asked, please.
Right. Name the curly, curly, curly-haired wingman who began as a docker and finished as a magpie.
Oh, yes, Al.
That is Chris Martin.
Yes!
He probably had the better of the quiz.
He answered every question.
Yeah, well played. Well played.
Now, Burnsy's mate, what do you want there? You're going to have the grilled voucher?
Or the Mercedes-Benz Berrick golf pack.
What was in the golf pack again? Sorry, Jim.
It's like, you know, when you go and play on a golf day, you get one of those amazing great big bags full of stuff like towels and caps and balls and drink bottle and wireless phone charger. All from Mercedes-Benz Berrick, by the way, who are the best.
I might go the grilled voucher.
Grilled voucher.
Oh, beauty.
Good drive down from Bort. So, Stewie.
Yep.
Love my golf.
I'm about to say, if you don't play golf, you're getting nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
So I suggest you play golf.
I love my golf.
Good
love
boy.
It.
Well, you'll get the Mercedes-Benz Berrick golf pack, which you will love. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well done, boys. They were good.
No, of course they were. And Stewie over there would be aware because he's from Adelaide and lives in Perth.
He'd be aware of Stewie. Oh, he's gone, hopefully.
Jill's chatting to him.
He'd be aware of the impact that the Brayshaw names had in both of those places.
Yeah, the two young boys that are playing for Freo and that.
What you've got is a Sheffield Shield in both. I think the only person to ever do that, Fat. Stewie.
Yo.
You're aware of the impact that Brayshaw names had both in Western Australia and South Australia, of course.
Well, I've heard enough times from you, Jim.
Mm. Thank you, Bill. No, I was aware of it. It's all we need to know.
We're going
to
cut that shit out. Fair dinkum.
And well thank done, you, Alistair. Bloody star and Alistair up there in Bort, Bort, Bort,
Bort, Bort.
All right, nice one, Bill. Not a bad quiz, good, even though it's not hump day.
No, that's just a little a thing in the system.
And that's an idiot file. Speaking of, we've got one coming up next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Make sure the mics aren't ever turned on during songs.
Quite aware of that.
Otherwise, he might never work again.
On your home smart speaker and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
All right, so I get an email from Barry.
Barry?
Yeah, Barry Denner.
Where from?
What's it beyond officer there, down that way? Well, you know that better than me, Rebs.
Warrigal or Pakenham?
I think Warrigal. We're down that way.
Nanagoon?
Well, I don't think quite Nanagoon, but anyway, Baz is from down that way.
Okay.
He sends me an email.
Does he, Baz?
Yeah, he does.
Tynong?
He goes, Jim, you are a star. I can't believe most of them start like that.
No, I can't believe
it. No, they do. But Jim, you're a star. Thanks, Baz. I appreciate
it. I should have known it was going to start like that.
That's how it started. But he then says to me, he goes, I really like the idiot songs.
Oh.
He goes, I know Matty in the booth does an unbelievable job of putting them together.
Yes.
But he said, I don't want to sound like I'm being critical, but they don't go long enough.
Oh,
that's what Barry reckons.
Right.
So he said, as much as I like the idiot song, I like the idiot file much more.
Right.
Because you get more stuff in them.
Right.
So next one, he said, please don't insult Matty. Tell him I love the songs, but the file I like more because they go longer.
Right.
So for you, Baz,
from Poo-ong,
from down that way, here is an idiot file.
Well done to Zach there. And then, of course, we thought we might have got gold, but we got silver with Kyle Chalmers. Jim Chalmers. But also at Collingwood, Jeremy Howe.
Oh.
How good that?
How good that? That good?
Good.
Yeah.
And also the Kookaburras, Jim. Did you see that? 2-2 they defeated the Netherlands. That was a beauty.
Well, 2-2's not a defeat.
2-2, so you fool's head, I said. 2-2. 2-2, and they got through there. Jimmy boy, we've got a bit of Olympics and we've got a bit of the footy.
Come on then.
There's no right. Let's go straight in. What? I don't know what I want. Is Mitch Marsh hard to say that?
Not really.
Is he taking the next step? You say it. How do you say it, Finchy?
Mitch Marsh.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, not
G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. Beautiful sunshiny day, and great to be you, Rebs. Round 21, Hawthorn take on Collingwood in Launceston, Jim, this Sunday. It's the first time Collingwood has played in Tassie. You're a Tassie boy up the other end, Hobart.
Down the other end.
Well, up or down, depends where you're standing.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, and now I want you to have a listen to this, Jim, because tonight on the track and the field.
Track and the field.
Well, it is the track and the field.
Yeah.
Band a ballet.
Oh, but band a. That's it. You've never heard of John Keeble before,
have
you?
No, I've never heard of
Spandau
Ballet.
What do you call him?
Spandau Ballet.
Spandau Ballet.
Well, we'll see, won't we? Because Fats on fire. In fire and on fire. He went to China and didn't want to say that, but they kept him there in Russia and he couldn't go back and play in
Russia.
America.
Russia.
What's in Russia? China, Russia.
China,
big countries,
Russia.
Big countries. Different countries.
No, nowhere near the same place.
Anyway, overnight, we've won. Well, we haven't won the gold yet, but we have won the gold. Depends when you're listening, I suppose.
Oh, no. Well, what sort of a start to wrap
it's a hard one, Jim. If I went to the Olympics and represent Australia, I'd be in the decathlon, Jim.
Would you?
Well, I'm a long jumper, high jumper.
You're none of those things.
Shot put, discus.
Discus.
Discus. Adelaide has told key defender Daniel Talia. Daniel, Jim.
That's him.
Get it right.
Yeah.
No more fighting with the young
Bill,
boys.
Ever.
Ever
again.
Or no more wine might be better.
No, that one's, that's okay.
You couldn't even remember it.
No.
Remember?
Hard word to say.
Retired at the Suns. These are all
big
the Suns.
Big Zach.
Yeah, Big Zach. David Asprey. Asprey.
Oh, no.
It's always been hard to say that.
No, it hasn't.
It is. Three premierships at Richmond.
Who?
At David. Very good player.
Asprey. He's called him.
But a good boy.
Very good boy.
Three premierships. Well done to you, David.
Asprey.
No, that's the Asprey.
What is it then?
Asprey.
Ash. You put an S in there like an Ash.
Tokyo, Jim, has been our most successful Olympics ever.
That's it. That's your Olympic rap.
See ya, Paris, in 3 years. Pasta la vista.
Pasta la vista.
Oui.
That's Mexican anyway, isn't it? Or Spanish or something. It's got nothing to do with bloody... No, seriously.
That's good.
Seriously.
You know how hard that is to put that on and do that stuff?
You know, this is what happens to me with the David Asprey.
You get dumber.
I start to question whether I've got his name right all those years.
Yeah, fair
enough. I go, it's Asprey, isn't it? And then I go, I might have it wrong. But then he's talking about not only the discus, but also the shock put. Shock, S-H-O-C-K, shock put.
It's shock.
And disc cuss.
It's discus, Jim. Oh, well, it's hard to do that, put on that, to try and do that every couple of weeks, an idiot file.
It's hard to do.
Yes. Because so when I'm at home 10 years. Or at the pub, straight lace, straight down the line.
Bill, we've had this for 10 years.
10?
Yep.
We've been on for 10 years.
We've been on 10 years, and we've had 10 years of idiot files.
We got paid for 10
years. No, but you have. I don't know how you have. You have dead set stolen a wage.
Not many places in the world where Hobart's up there.
No.
Speaking of stolen a wage, I wouldn't say boo you. Just sit there, old teeth out, wisdom. Look at him. What's wrong with you, Rab?
A lot.
Anyway, we've got a joke. Bill's joke coming up.
Oh, really?
We finish, and that is a good week.
Well, we got tomorrow still.
That's right, Jim. We got tomorrow. You tell a story about retiring.
It's a rush hour. Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget, on the listener app tomorrow, we have a Fruity Friday podcast.
Oh, righto. I like that. I like the Friday one.
Yes.
It gets a bit looser.
Exactly, Jim.
All right.
Assumption College have won the premiership in the AGS, Jim, for 2021. It was cut down a bit, interrupted by COVID, but well done that. By Assumption, they have won 38 premierships. Good effort.
Second. In fact, close to third.
No, Jim. 38 premierships.
Tier.
The great Ray Carroll involved in a lot of that. And now coached by Barry Prendergast.
Right.
So well done. Baz there at Assumption. Good win. Well done, boys. My old school. I'm an alumni, Jim, of course, from Assumption.
Alumni.
I am. Alumni. Joke.
Oh,
stay with me.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, Jimmy, you wouldn't believe what happened last week. My wife left me, Jim. She says life revolves around football, football and football, and she's sick of it, Jim. I'm very upset, actually. We were together for 7 home and away seasons.
Oh, no.
That's a dad joke.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, let's get back up. Get a bit of that music. Bit of
some of them are so bad, Rabs, that we can't actually speak.
They're so bad, they're good.
Took me out of me, that one.
No. That's sucked every bit of oxygen out of the room. And there wasn't a lot left.
7 home and away seasons, Jim.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.